Iran's foreign minister has called for an immediate halt to the Saudi-led aggression against Yemen. Mohammad Javad Zarif says the military operation only serves Al-Qaeda, ISIL, and other Takfiri groups. Zarif has also warned Western and regional countries against being short-sighted. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have held a new round of negotiations in the Swiss city of Lausanne. The talks are aimed at paving the way for a final deal over Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Secretary Kerry has once again defended Washington's policy to continue talks with Tehran. He says critics of the talks have failed to offer, quote, a viable alternative. He's also warned that a failure of negotiations would lead to the collapse of the sanctions regime against Iran. The Eurozone has blocked Greece's access to a $1.3 billion bailout fund. Eurozone officials have ruled that it is legally impossible to transfer the money to the country. Greece has requested the return of the cash, saying it was mistakenly handed to creditors from its own bank recapitalization fund. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says conflicts in Syria and Iraq have caused, quote, the worst humanitarian crisis of the current era. In a report, the UN agency said wars in the two countries have pushed up the number of asylum seekers by 45% in 2014. Evidence from the recovered cockpit voice recorder of the German Wings plane shows one of the pilots left the cockpit and could not get back in before the incident. The pilot tried to smash the door down to get in. The Airbus crashed in France, killing all 150 people aboard.